Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Take a comfortable lying position with something underneath the knees if that helps support the low back. Let the legs be hip distance apart and the feet can flop out. And allow the palms to move 4 inches away from the body, turning the palms up to the sky so that the shoulders can open and chest relax. Lengthen the back of the skull away from the neck. And then softly rest the eyelids over the eyeballs. Draw the edges of the lips wide and slightly up. And allow yourself a nice big inhale and a sigh and let it all out. Take another deep inhale and another sigh and just let it all out. And then bring those lips back together again, letting them just gently rest. And the tongue rests in the inside bottom of the mouth. Become aware of the sounds in the room around you. Just noting them one by one. Try to merely observe whatever the sounds are. And hear the sounds in the world outside your room. Notice the fabrics touching your skin. Observe the air flowing over your skin that is not covered. And become aware of the breath in your body. Gently moving your body against the fabrics. Observe the breath without any change. Just become aware of the breath in this moment. Feel the body shape. Lying in this position. Its comfort for the remainder of this practice is that you shall remain still throughout. And then think of a place. It can be real or imaginary, where you feel safe. Visualize and feel that you are in that space right now. Conjure the feelings with true feeling and presence, knowing that this is a space you can return to at any time throughout the practice or in your day in general. and then release the space. And make the intention that you're going to practice yoga nidra. You're going to remain aware of my voice throughout the practice. If your mind wanders or your consciousness drifts into different spaces, you will remain aware and actively listening to my voice. You may set the intention to fall asleep at the end of the practice if that feels appropriate for you. Now we come to your personal resolve or sankalpa. If you do not have one, do not worry, just enjoy the quiet space and perhaps something will come to you. But if there is an intention, a heartfelt desire that you're working with, now is the time to repeat it 3 times to yourself. We begin with the rotation of consciousness, where we shall take the awareness around the body in rapid succession. Either draw your awareness, visualize or feel the area of the body as it is named. We begin inside the mouth, the floor of the mouth, right inside cheek, left inside cheek, roof of mouth, back of mouth, the tongue, the entire inside of the mouth, the teeth, bottom jaw, top jaw, sinuses, right eye socket, left eye socket, point between the eyebrow center, middle of the mind, right ear canal, right ear, middle of the mind, left ear canal, left ear, middle of the mind, whole inside of the head, back of the head, right side of the head, left side of the head, crown of the head, forehead, right eyelid, left eyelid, nose, top lip, bottom lip, chin, whole of the face, whole of the head, neck, base of throat, right collarbone, right upper arm, right forearm, wrist, back of hand, palm, thumb, index finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, right hand, right arm, right armpit, right side waist, right hip, right thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, top of foot, sole of foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right foot, right leg, right side of the body, the whole right side of the body, base of throat, left collarbone, left upper arm, forearm, wrist, back of hand, palm, thumb, index finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, the left hand, left arm, left armpit, left side waist, left hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, top of foot, sole of foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left foot, left leg, left side body, the whole left side of your body, base of throat, right side of chest, left side of chest, abdomen, pelvis, groin, whole front of your body, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, spine from tail to skull, the whole of the back body, head, right arm, left arm, right leg, torso, the whole of the body, the whole of the body, the whole of the body. Return your attention to the breath in the body. Observe the breath moving in the belly. Do not change the breath. Just witness the expansion of the belly as you inhale and the softening of the belly as you exhale. going to count the belly breathing backwards from 27. If you get to zero or lose count, you begin at 27 again. So it will go inhale 27, exhale 27, inhale 26, exhale 26, inhale 25, exhale 25, and so on. Continue counting the belly breaths in your own time. Release counting the breath and draw your awareness back to the sensation of contraction, that softening inward sensation of the exhale. Create that sensation of contraction throughout the entire of your body. Right now, feel all the muscles tense and tighten around every bone and joint. Feel every connective tissue tighten and constrict within the body. Feel the sensation of contraction. Observe any changes or sensations arising as you contract. And then release that contraction and be aware of the expansion. Notice the shifts as you expand. Allow that full release of expansion to occur. And feel fully aware of the shifts and changes in the body as you expand and relax. Feel the sensation of excitement. Feel within your body a time or a situation, real or imaginary, that's very, very exciting. Notice the shifts in your body, the changes of sensations of being excited right now. experience excitement in this moment. And release the excitement and feel calm. A sense of calm and contentment. Think of a time when you felt truly calm and content. And recreate that sensation in your body right now. And then release the sensations. Draw the awareness to the point between the eyebrow center. Visualize a giant screen, like watching a movie. You feel a call to begin to move into your adventure. Notice what stands before you at the entrance, the gateway threshold that you must pass in order to truly commence. Enter the screen. When you step through the movie screen, there's no return. This is your adventure. As you step through the screen, be aware of the apprehension, the excitement, and mixed emotions within you. As you start to walk into your adventure, you may take some cautious steps. The space that you have entered is getting deeper and deeper into something unknown. Keep walking forwards, inspired by this sense of adventure, taking each step, certain that this is a quest you must complete. You notice any animals around you. And the nature environment that you are in. Continue this adventure, but become aware of any feelings arising around the idea that this is an ongoing and could be a very long journey. You're tired and you need some rest. You come to a house. It looks warm and inviting. So you approach the house and knock on the door. There doesn't appear to be an answer. You call out, but still no answer. the door opens, but there is still nobody there. You decide to enter the house. As you look around and notice the decorations around you, it feels comforting and homely. A place where you could rest and find some ease. You settle into the house and find a comfortable space. As you take the seat to rest, you realize the tiredness in the body and the mind. Already, this adventure has taken an incredible amount of energy. You fall asleep. A deep, restful sleep. When you start to awaken, there is a lovely smell through the house. Unclear of what it is, you begin to move and look around to find the smell. You find the source of the smell. Some lovely cooking on the stove. You realize you're hungry. A bowl has been laid out at the side. So you take it and fill it with some food. Finding a comfortable seat, you begin to eat this delicious and healthful food. And as you begin to feel calmer and nourished, feel optimistic about your adventure and ready to continue. As you're about to leave the house, the owner of the house appears in front of you. They have a kind face. You thank them for the food and the place to rest. And they say to you, never forget the kindness of strangers. You thank them again and continue with your journey. The journey starts to become harder. It's trickier to walk. There's climbing and scrambling. It begins to slowly get darker and darker. You begin to feel somewhat unsafe. Just as you're not sure where you're going, alongside you appears a guide. Asks you, where are you going? And you tell them your answer, offers to support you, a helping hand along the path. You recall the message from the person in the house. Never forget the kindness of strangers. The two of you continue to climb and scramble through the path. The helping hand reaching out at each stage, you feel that you will fall. You feel hugely comforted by your stranger guide supporting you along this path. And then at the end of the path is a deep, dark lair. You know that this is somewhere you must enter and that you must go alone. You thank your guide, who provides you a message only for you. Listen. And then you enter the lair. As you enter in, be aware of your feelings and thoughts. You have come so far, so supported. You know that this adventure is going to be great for you. You get to a dead end. There's no other way. And as you turn around, in front of you is what you must face and challenge. From within you, pull through from the earth the strength that you need to stand tall and strong. Draw your arms wide. Feel the shoulders expand. You grow taller and taller. Your energy expands brighter and bigger. You take the action to face your fear, to slay in front of you whatever it is that has been holding you back. Witness and observe your actions as you slay your fears. And when complete, you return, walking back through and out of the lair. And at the lair entrance, there is a gift waiting for you from your fear. The treasure that you sought on this journey. Take it and place it dear and close to you. And begin the journey back home. The journey seems a little easier now you know the route. now that you have slayed your fears and obtained your treasures, there is a lightness in your step. You have more energy. And this energy moves you through with greater ease. You're about 3/4 of the way back when something strange happens. You notice that the ground is shifting. And that it moves and changes. You are not on your way home after all, but have been misdirected. You are in a place of strangers. All is strange around you. All is unfamiliar. You worry for your treasure. You worry for yourself. How could you have become so misdirected? As you wander confused, unsure what to do next, seeking for pointers for the direction home, you begin to despair. You think, after all that you have been through, you won't make it. You're going to have to give up. You take a seat. And a few sighs later, you still feel lost. Then, a small stranger comes to you. I hand you a strange instrument and just nods. You recall the message from the person in the house. Never forget the kindness of strangers and accept the strange instrument. It moves strangely, but you think it's some kind of compass. You notice that as you move it, it always points in the same direction. You decide to follow the direction of the compass. And as you do so, things begin to shift. It becomes easier again, and things start to make sense. You're starting to think you recognize where you are going. You just keep following the direction in which it points. And eventually, you reach the end. The threshold on which you began. In front of you are all those that love you and that you truly love. Take a moment . Witness and observe the changes in this reality that you have returned to. The changes within you, that you have changed. Feel the pleasure and joy that your adventure has created within you and without you. Bask in that feeling. And then repeat your Sankalpa or intention from the beginning of your practice 3 times. And begin to draw your awareness back to your breath, feeling the breath moving the belly. Begin to become aware the sounds around you. Acknowledging the space that you are in and recalling your physical presence in this space. Feel the whole of your body in a shape. And become aware that your practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Start to deepen the breath and gently reintroduce movements back into the body. Maybe take a stretch or a hug. And in your own time, take a roll onto one side. Ensure that you feel fully physically present back in your body, maybe placing a hand and touching parts of the physical body to reassure you of your presence in this world. And when you're ready in your own time, bring yourself back up to seated and gently open your eyes. Allow some time to let the eyes adjust before continuing with your day. Have a wonderful day.